Claro que no mind, mira,
Oh, el devil, the enemy of God, and he's kicking out of heaven.
Is there any other name for the devil? Do you ever hear any name?
It is a demon.
What would people tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
The devil?
Did you ever say the booger man?
No, I didn't. I was telling the devil was going to come get you. So I told somebody down, they were just
you
cussing.
Say
they didn't say anything. I said, listen, y'all were just cussing the devil. I said, now, when you die, if you're a sweet little child, you go up there and be a girlfriend, but if you be bad, you go up there and the devil will stick in a hot pot and get someone will give you some hot lead. He said, I'm going to give you a name. I said, that's right. Now, I ain't here no more. I think
you. You
got
a big
no more.
Everything she has,
she's going to be nothing out of it.
Make a parable.
I see this for God knows how long.
Come here. See, this is a strong knee. It can hold twice my weight. I know you don't weigh 300 pounds. I weigh 150. Lay up. Get across that knee. Let me spank you.
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night to scare them?
There's a spirit, but I don't know.
It's
I don't go around no graveyards. Because I ain't scared of nothing, no harm. But I don't go down the way at night. I don't go the way at night.
What if people, you know, sometimes there'll be a house that people are scared to go in? They'll say that the house is...
It's haunted.
Well, I don't know. This might be haunted, but I haven't seen nothing in it.
This one might be what?
Haunted, but I ain't seen nothing in it since I've been here.
You can't see out of one eye.
That's all right.
Then they put on your blind side.
Say if you tell someone, now you better put a sweater on. It's not really cold, but it's getting...
Getting cold.
Cool.
Or getting kind of
cool. Kind of cool.
Okay. Do you ever say airish or chilly or edgy or...
Yeah.
What would you say?
Getting kind of chilly. I think better put on a sweater or something.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd... What? Stay here. You say, if you really want me to, I'll go with you, but I'd...
You don't put on no sweater.
I'd rather stay here, Mama.
You say, I'd what? Not do that. I'll do that if you want me to, but I'd...
Might stay home.
Okay. And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm what to see you.
Glad to see you.
Do you ever say you're proud to see him?
Yeah, I say that sometimes too.
How would you say that?
That's why I'm so proud to see you, huh? How long have you been gone? How long have you been back here?
And if someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he had a flood of land.
500 acres.
Do you ever say a right smart of land?
Mm-mm.
And you'd say someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he, what, hated that place, see?
He didn't like it.
Okay. Did you ever say he plumb hated it or he purely hated it?
He plumb hated it.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
Kind of chilly.
Well, real cold, man.
And...
She didn't feel chilly, she said it wasn't just cold this morning, it was... She never tell you what to say.
You'd say, someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it. You'd say, why the very, what of you saying that? The very?
I don't know.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what would you ask him then?
I say, good morning. Come in, have a seat.
Okay. What would you ask him about their health? You'd say.
I said, how you been doing? I heard you had been sick. I said, how you feel this morning?
Okay. And what would you say when you introduced to a stranger?